Hello once again. Welcome back to another episode of Capes and Tights. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg, and this is my pull list. This is a list of comic books that I get every week at Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine on Hammond Street. My buddy Paul, who's been on the last two podcasts for us, he is the proprietor and owner of that shop. I pick him up every week. He pulls them off to the side for me, and I can go in there and just pay for them and head out or have a conversation with someone else while I'm in there. But it's nice to have this because I know they've reserved for me every week. Check with your local comic book shop to see if they have a pull list, subscribe list, pull box, subscribe box, reservist list, whatever they call it at the LCS near you. Sure. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Capes and Tights Podcast and on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod. You can also find us on capesandtights.com and on Apple, Spotify, and all your podcasting platforms out there. Every week, a new episode hits every Tuesday. Tomorrow, Adam and I chat The Eternals. Finally hit digital on streaming on Disney Plus, and we give it a little breakdown on tomorrow's episode. So let's get into this. Let's dive into some comics that I'm picking up this week. Almost American number 4, Amazing Spider-Man number 86, Devil's Reign, Villains for Hire, number 1, Eternals, number 9, Hulk, number 3, King Spawn, number 6, Miles Morales, number 34, Moon Knight, number 7, Primordial, number 5, She-Hulk, number 1, Silk, number 1, Silver Surfer, Rebirth, number 1, Star Wars, Dr. Aphra, number 18, and High Republic, number 13, Strange Academy, 15, Time Before Time, number 9. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing series is hitting number 125 this week, and I'll be grabbing that issue as well. Venom, number 4. The Walking Dead Deluxe, number 31. It's a big one for me because the B cover is from one of my favorite artists of all time, Michael Del Mundo, so I'll be grabbing that as well. And X Lives of Wolverine, or 10 Lives of Wolverine, number 1, will be picked up this week. But the featured comic book of the week was going to be debated between this comic book and She-Hulk number 1, as well as Silk number 1, a couple new titles coming out. But in the end, I decided that this is probably the hottest comic book of the week that people are going to pick up, at least from Marvel, and it's Ben Reilly, Spider-Man number 1. Let me go ahead and read the solicitation here from Marvel. Because you demanded it, all caps, exclamation point. Iconic Spider-Man scribe J.M. DeMatteis returns to spin his webs once more within the Spidey mythos. This time, he's joined by exclusive artist David Bald. Together, they're bringing you unlocked memories from the life of Ben Reilly, a.k.a. Spider-Man. Darkness looms over New York City as murders begin to pile up. But how are they all connected? Do the answers Ben is looking for reside in the haunted halls of Ravencroft Institute? Find out as we return to the era when Ben Reilly was the one true Spider-Man. So that's fun. Ben Reilly's been this discussion over the past couple months to a year. Again, clone. Is he not a clone? Is he a clone? Scarlet Spider, all that stuff. So check it out. Ben Reilly, Spider-Man number 1. The other couple of ones that I'm really looking forward to, obviously, is Hulk number 3, Venom number 4, King Spawn number 6, She-Hulk number 1, Silk number 1. Those are all big ones to me as well. So check out those comic books at your local comic book shop. If you're in the Bangor area, visit Galactic Comics on Hammond Street in Bangor. But yeah, read comics, collect comics. It's fun. Check out this week's episode dropping tomorrow and every Tuesday here on Capes and Tights. But until next time, I've been your host, Justin Soderberg. Peace.